to mention Ches, Sif Yud Ches. You have a thorn that's in your album that people might get hurt by. The Mechaber says you're allowed to carry it less than 4 amos at a time. He goes less than 4 amos, and you pause, and you go less than 4 amos, and you pause, and you go less than 4 amos. Mishnah Berurah explains until you get to the side of your album, a place where people don't walk. If it's a carmelist, that the whole is a tilted, there's only Rabbanan, then you can carry even more than 4 amos at a time. You can carry it lahedya straight out until you get to a safe place. The reason is we're afraid someone might get hurt. And welcome to Zegad Rab and Chazawa not Gezer, the Shvusim of Elchashabbos. So, therefore, carrying in the Karmel is only Darbanan, or Sarab less than 4 amos at a time is only Darbanan, Chazawa not Gezer in this case. Mishwur brings Machlekas if it's a big thorn that people could avoid tripping over it or getting pricked by it because it's big, it's very obvious. That's Machlekas, a place, Machlekas Achrenim, if this heter applies or it's expected people will be careful. Mishwur brings the Shulchan HaTashitim says that at least Totem and Atzad for sure could be done in such a case. Now, there's another machlokes that Mishnah Berurah brings about the thorn that the Mechaber is being matir. The Mechaber is allowing carrying in the Eifel of Drabon to Gesurim on Shabbos. Well, if the thorn is there before Shabbos, do we say that then there's no heter? Because you should have taken care of it before Shabbos. You're Peshay, you wait till Shabbos. Now you want a heter, there's no heter. Or do we say Lemaisa is dangerous, if even is there from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos you can carry as long as only doing Drabon to go away? Mishnah Berurah also points out that we have previously in Sivov that broken pieces of glass in your house, you'll allow to move them, even though house is not a Malkum Zeke Rabbim, it's only a small group of people over there. The reason why there we're more Mako, we're allowed even without a Zeke Rabbim, and even just a Malkum Zeke of Yechidim of a few people, is because they're the only Isser is a Ser Muksa, which is a lower level of Rabbanan, and then any Malkum Zeke Chazar Mako, as opposed to the Isser of Tiltal carrying in the Carmelis or Srabim less than for Amos Atam is more Chomer, and therefore only Matu here because Malkum Zeke Rabbim. But the circumstances, Malkum Zeke of only Yechidim and not of a Rabbim, then this had to not apply, and only then will be Mutter. Only because I would allow is being make on is the Isser of Muktzah. Sif Yates, a big ladder that's used to get to an attic, to Aliyah, that is Muktzah on Shabbos, us to move it. Since the goal of this ladder, it's typically used to climb up to your attic, to the roof, and to Matiach the Gag, Mishibur explains that unlike our roofs that are on a slant, their roofs are flat. Therefore, from the rainwater hitting down the roof, you can have a leak in the house. So they smear it like tit or something like that, cement or something, on the roof on an angle in order to cause the rainwater to slide off. So you need ladders to go up to the roof to do the cementing and to fix up the cement. And this ladder is typically used for that, and therefore it looks like that's what you're moving it for if you move it on Shabbos. And therefore, it's Muktzah, it's usur to move it on Shabbos. Post Mishnah Berurah explains the ladders that people typically keep in their house and not usually used for outdoors. Those are not Muktzah, and you could move them on Shabbos if you have some motive reason to use that. And the Achrayim say, even if it's a big ladder, it's better very big, and it could have been used through. But since it's clear that it's a ladder, it's meant for the house, there's no usur of Muktzah. The Mechaber says that a sulam for a shevach, for like a bird cage, that you could move from place to place. That's obvious. It's not used to shmir anything on the roof. It's a different type of a ladder. But you should not move it from bird cage to bird cage only because you shouldn't do on Shabbos the same way as you do during the week and forget and end up coming to tzedah to trapping of birds on Shabbos. Sivchof, if you have like charoy shadekel, big branches of a palm tree that were cut down originally for sreva to use for firewood, so now they're muktzah and you can't metal to them on Shabbos unless you sand them a little before Shabbos or you did some ma'aseh to them on Shabbos to show that you planned sinning on them, or you thought about them before Shabbos, you planned sinning on them. That's considered enough for yichud, that now it's not muktzah, and you could move them on Shabbos. That means you can send them on Shabbos in a way that's going to make them move, or you can move them on Shabbos as well. Shura brings that somebody's going to say that thinking about planning on sinning on them before Shabbos only works if you thought before Shabbos that you're going to sin on Shabbos. But thinking before Shabbos that you're going to sin it before Shabbos, you never actually sand it, that might not be enough to remove the Isser of Muktzah. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out that's talking about the branches of a deco of a palm tree, you cut them down to use for firewood. But if you cut them down stam, not necessarily do we assume they're meant to be used for firewood. Mishnah Berurah also discusses if you have a branch like a vine that's sticking out of the ground, in certain cases with Muktzah on Shabbos, because the chashash might come to break off a piece. Also, you know, there's other chashashas of Mishnah Mishnah Mechubar, if there's something attached to the ground, is more severe in certain ways. The Mechaber is in Siv Chafalov, that somebody has like a bunch of Avonim stones that are typically used for construction. Even if he thought before Shabbos he's going to send them on Shabbos, still it's considered Muktzah. And the only eitz for them is if you line them up and set them up and sitting before Shabbos, which maybe takes off the Isser of Muktzah. In fact, you set up like that, or somebody's going to say, does not think of this Muktzah, just there's no need to move it anymore to send them, because they're already set up for sitting, you already have it set up like a bench, so you won't have to move it on Shabbos. The Ramah says that some say that Avonim stones are like Harayis, they're no worse than the Harayis of Deka we had in the previous Sif, that if you have Machshava or any Maisa, it's good enough to eliminate the Isser of Muktzah. Maisa Mishnah Berurah bring the Achrenim or Machmer and say that Avonim and Harayis do have the Mochamedigadin, both of them, especially nowadays, that branches of trees are usually more likely used for firewood and not so much for sitting on, and therefore it needs a proper yichud before Shabbos that's permanently going to be used to sit on in order to eliminate the Isser of Moksa.